Hello.
Yes, hi, darling. Good morning. It's Nathalie with Family First.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. I'm trying to get an active insurance for the patient so Bella doctor can complete the PCP form. They say that the Medicaid that we provided, this is an old Part A Medicaid, Medicare, so they can't use it only for hospital insurance. Does the patient have any other insurance, like any active insurance?
No, not that I know
Would you try to get the PCP form maybe by your doctor because they won't accept it. So the Medicaid is inactive and they can't use the Medicare just for the
So
PCP.
does she need to apply, reapply?
Yes, so while we're applying for home care, she will get a Medicaid active. But right now, the insurance, the doctor can't use it for the PCP form. So I think the best way would go to go with her own doctor.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said that you're scheduled Maximus by the 25th, right? The patient is scheduled then with the broker. But there's a
Yes.
PCP form also that needs to be done by a doctor. And it's
Okay.
like to fill out a form and it states over there that the patient needs the services. So I tried connecting you with a telehealth doctor, but they can't use the insurance for the visit.
Right. So she had to use her own doctor. That's what
I
you're
think so.
saying.
Maybe your yes. Maybe your doctor will, her doctor will accept the, will sign the form for her.
Do they already have
So
the form, or do I have to get the form from you?
I can give you a blank form, and the broker will also give you by the date of the assessment the form. So I'll email it to I'll. Do you have an
Because
email
her own.
address?
Yes, I do. She has an appointment on the April 1st with her PCP.
So I guess maybe at that appointment you might want to fill this out as well.
Right.
So I'll send you the blank PCP form to your email address, and I'll show you how it's best, to fill it out, because sometimes the doctors are not filling it out correctly in order that the patient get approved. So
Okay.
the main thing is, let me pull that up. Blank. The main thing would be the level of care. Level of care should be a nursing facility clinically eligible. It's the first checkbox. That's very important. It should be checked. And the other one is the length of care, like how long the patient needs care, should be checked long term, not short term.
Right.
Make sense? So the level of care, nursing facility, clinically eligible, not ineligible,
Okay.
and the length of care long term. So if you just make sure the doctor filled it out right, and once you have the form, the doctor can send it into the broker, or you can send me a copy and I'll send it into the broker.
Okay, understood.
Yeah, that's about the PCP form. So I'll email the blank PCP form to you. Okay.
All right.
Okay, I guess by April 1, I guess you'll update me about the appointments and about it.
Yes.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you very
Thank you.
much.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.